Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. 107 years ago, an unusual story unfolded that captured the attention of Barbadians and sparked plenty of conversation throughout Bridgetown. The Barbados Agriculture Reporter of July 12, 1919, carried the headline, "Mysterious Disappearance of a Policeman, Alleged to Have Deserted." The story centered on Police Constable No. 76, Sedgefield McLean, who had failed to report back for duty after being granted 2 days' leave. According to the newspaper, McLean had been given leave beginning on July 9th and was expected to return to police headquarters at 5 o'clock on the morning of July 11th. When he did not appear, concern spread quickly through the force, creating what the paper described as some bustle at police headquarters. As the story unfolded, readers learned that McLean had reportedly been trying for some time to leave the Barbados police force. It was said that he had applied to resign, but his request had not been approved by his superiors. The newspaper also reported that McLean's father, who was living in America, had already sent him money for his passage. His intention, according to the report, was to travel to the United States and begin a new chapter of his life there. Unable to obtain official permission to resign, the newspaper claimed that McLean had chosen what was commonly known as French leave, departing without authorization. The Agricultural Reporter stated that, according to what it described as reliable information, he had sailed the previous day for New York. That, however, raised another intriguing question. At the time, overseas travel required official documentation, and the newspaper wondered how McLean could have obtained the necessary passport approval if he had indeed left the island without the consent of the authorities. It was a question the reporter could not answer, leaving readers to speculate. The article concluded by mentioning rumors circulating around Bridgetown that a charge of perjury was pending against McLean in the police court. Importantly, however, the newspaper acknowledged that it could not verify those claims. As historians, it is important to make the same distinction today. The allegation appeared only as unconfirmed gossip reported in the press and should not be treated as an established fact. Whether Constable McLean successfully reached New York or what became of him afterwards is not revealed in this particular report. Yet, his story offers a fascinating glimpse into Barbados in 1919, a time when immigration to America was becoming increasingly attractive for many Barbadians seeking greater opportunities abroad. It also reminds us that long before the age of social media, mysterious disappearances, unanswered questions, and public speculation could dominate the headlines just as effectively as they do today.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.